Isn't it amazing how, I don't know whether you want to hear another sermon about storms, honestly, because this week we had them, haven't we? And I planned this well in advance, so I didn't know that we're going to have two big storms, but there's another one in the scripture here. And as Debbie mentioned, there's a few storms that go around us all the time, that whether we want it or not, storms of life do come and go. And I don't know about you, how you manage to stay safe and your garden is still intact and everything else, but we had Sandra's little greenhouse was all over the place in the garden. Some of the chairs and some of the plants, some of the pots have smashed and everything else, and the very big heavy pots, and one that we really loved the most, that was broken in pieces. Storms of life come at all times. And this message today is only about 10 minutes, so yes. And the one next week, did I hear an amen? I'm going to preach judgment next week on this. Half an hour will be sermon. So it is said that when storms of life come, when difficulties and challenges in life come, that the attitude is to look at life as an adventure. And C.S. Lewis said, life is either a daring adventure or a boring dream or nothing at all. And it is very much like that, that when the storms of life come, there must be an adventure for us to sail, to walk on water, to trust in God and to put our faith in Him. And so, do you remember the poem I read to you last week and how true it was? How would you know that I am a faithful God unless you go to difficulties and learn to trust me? How do you know that I'm a healer unless you have an illness in which I am alongside you to heal? The scripture is full of people who have taken risks. Noah. Do you remember Noah built the ark before the rain came, before the storm came? Moses led the people of God through an open sea out of slavery into the promised land. Joshua marched around the walls of Jericho for 7 days before they fell. Talking about risk-taking. David defeated Goliath with a sling, basically, on a stone. Elijah faced down the prophets of Baal and so on. Daniel refused to bow down to the to the false gods of the Babylonians. Nehemiah led the Jews to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. People who have taken risk as such, men and women who accomplished great things for God, have always enjoyed the storms of life, enjoy going into the storm. And this is the story of Peter here, because as Debbie mentioned already, we love Peter. Because we so much are like him. And even through the challenges of life, through the difficulties of life, Peter is always there for a risk-taking adventure, to do something else. And if you're unwilling to take a risk, to take a chance, you can never discover what living by faith is, really. As the disciples of Jesus, we are called to be risk-takers, to face the storms, to come out of our zone and walk on that water. How do we know we can trust God unless we begin to stand up from that boat and walk on water? We know the story. I'm gonna cut by not telling you the story again, probably 15 minutes of this sermon. So I'm not gonna do that. We know it, we've seen it, but I want to bring two truths out of it for the 6 minutes that I've got left. Is that as the disciples were in the boat, the 12 of them, as the storm came up, they began to shout and cry to Jesus, "We are going to sink. We're going to be in trouble." And then Jesus comes in and he says to them, "Take courage. It is I. It is I. Don't be afraid." How many times we read those verses? How many times We've seen those passages and we've heard this story. When Jesus comes to them walking on water in the midst of that storm, and he says to them, "It is I," he says, "It is me." The only time we can find those words again is the Yahweh right in the Old Testament when he says for the first time to Moses, "It is I am who I am. I am Yahweh." And it's the same word here. It says, "It is I." And what reminds me and brings home for us as disciples of Jesus is that in the midst of storm, we're not just having problems and difficulties and having challenges and we wonder what's happened, but in the midst of storm, God reveals himself to us. "It is I. That's who I am. And I'm going to be with you." Risk plus faith equal keep your eye on Jesus, because this is what happens next in this story. "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." And I love what Peter does next. "Lord, if it's you, let me walk to you on water." Amazing. Peter, again, the guy who did so many rubbish and stupid things and his mouth was full of whatever things. And it's like, he is again the one, the impulsive behavior in him says, "Oh, if it's you, then tell me to come to you." And what Jesus says, "Yeah, okay, come." And Peter, out of the 12 disciples, he's the only one who obeys, stands up in the boat and walks towards Jesus. "If it's you, tell me to come and I'll come." And he does. You see, this is the story that we so well know of Peter walking on water. It wasn't Bartholomew, it wasn't Matthew, it wasn't Luke, it wasn't any of the other disciples. It's the story of Peter. Peter walked on water. None of the others did have the courage to do that. Jesus comes to them in the midst of the storm. Peter stands up, walks on water, and then he begins to sink. He takes his eyes off God, of Jesus, and begins to sink. And I want to, again, share something with you, because what Peter does next is incredible. He prays the fastest, shortest prayer that there is in the scripture. "Lord, save me." That's the fast. He only has two words in the Greek. And then is met with another word by Jesus. Because when Peter begins to sink, "Lord, save me," Jesus says something to him. And he says, "Oh, you of little faith." In the Bible, in the original language, there's just one word, little faith. Theos pisteos, just one word. Do you know what that means? Jesus doesn't rebuke him, because usually we hear sermons, "Oh, you silly boy, you didn't trust Jesus. Oh, you know," that's not what Jesus says. When I was growing up as a little boy, my grandmother very rarely managed to pronounce my name. Very, very rarely. She had all sorts of nicknames for me. One of the most known, that Sandra, even now, she laughs when she hears it, is Haralambie. Haralambie. I don't know where that came from. But whenever, especially when I was in trouble, she would say, "Haralambie, get back in." This is what Jesus does here. He uses a nickname for Peter. And I can imagine that from then on, Peter would have been called Little Faith, Haralambie. That was his all kind of nickname. But he doesn't rebuke him. He almost gives him an encouragement, because he was the only one who had the courage to walk out of that boat and walk on the water. Listen, it's better to have little faith than no faith at all, like the other 11 disciples who stay in the boat. Rather have a little one and walk on water than none and stay in the boat. I think so. And I think those are the two incredible lessons that I wanted to share with you, and I've got one more minute. One, that Jesus revealed himself in the storms of life, his love, his compassion, his care. And secondly, is that it is better to step out of that boat of our with little faith than to sit back in fear as such. As long as you stay in the boat, you will never sink, but you will never walk on water either, as such. I'm going to pass it on to the smallest, shortest sermon I have ever preached. It's got to be recorded that on this Sunday when